Joining us this half hour in the studio from YWCA McLean County, we have the triumvirate of Christy Germanis, Gabe Kripe, and Angel Terrell, who's actually with the Multicultural Leadership Program. And Christy is asked to bat third, so we're going to start out with Angel, who you've actually been in here before because you were a project manager for MCLP in a previous class, and now you're the co-facilitator for the MCLP class of 2019.
Correct. Yeah. I was a participant last year and really enjoyed the program, got a lot out of it, and really wanted to come back and give back to the program. So that's why I'm glad I was accepted to be the co-facilitator for this year's class.
And part of what you're doing in that role is you're helping with this Saturday, there's a poverty simulation.
Correct.
Tell me about that event, where it takes place, and what you're trying to get across to people by holding it.
We are wanting participants to understand from a different perspective of what people living in poverty go through on a regular basis. And it will be held this Saturday, October 20th, from 9 to 12:30. And we still have room for participants if they'd like to be a part of it. And they can register online beforehand for that.
How long is this event? In other words, you're going to have to simulate circumstances of living in poverty. So kind of paint the picture for us. What are they going to experience?
What they will experience is it will be each individual will be put into a family, and those families will live out a week. And so we'll go through 4 weeks throughout the whole simulation and different events that can happen through that, whether they participate for work, whether they can have child care, and the different roadblocks that people anticipate in that and kind of environment.
All right. And so you have to make decisions. And I'm guessing this will be accelerated because it's just happening over the course of a few hours in one day.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. It's kind of compounded, you know, a week. You know, we talk about a week is 7 days, but here in this event, it could be less than an hour and then all of that happening.
But and I understand from events like this in the past that you do, you know, you don't certainly feel the same amount of stress as somebody who actually is living in poverty, but the decision-making process does create some anxiety, right?
It does. I participated in the program last year, and probably one of the big things for me was the frustration of it all, is that you keep getting hit with these roadblocks. You're just trying to get ahead. You're just trying to pay the bills. You're trying to get food for your family, and then each time you turn around, you're not able to get this, or you don't know what the certain things are in the community that can help you get over these hurdles. And so it's kind of frustrating to not figure that out, or you know, you try to get ahead and you can't ever seem to get out of it.
Is there something else you're hoping to accomplish here? Because obviously you want people to have that experience and take that away with them, but I'm guessing you also want to change their perspective. You know, you use that word already, but then you know, maybe they become more engaged.
Correct.
Right,
more engaged, more compassionate for people in those types of situations, that sometimes we don't know people's stories. And until we do or walk in their shoes, can we understand what they have to go through? So I think it's a great outreach for the community to be a part of, to understand this and see how they can reach those people.
So when you participated last year, you talked about the frustration level that you started to experience. Give us an example of, you know, what happened? What did they throw at you that all of a sudden you thought, I'm not going to get over the hump?
One situation I had was I was the only one in the family that could work. And so I would show up to work and then I would be told that I couldn't work that day for whatever reason. And so then I was a day without pay, you know, and then to come home and then find out that, oh, okay, you've got to pay out $300-$400 for car broke down or childcare and you don't have the money to do that. So then you're like, okay, what else can we do to make this happen so we don't get evicted or so that we can feed the kids and go from there?
Yeah. Just in some cases, you know, there's no way out.
Yes, correct. Yeah.
All right. So, again, that's happening this Saturday. Is there room for people to participate? Is this everybody comes, everybody participates, or do you have some limits on that?
Yes, we have an opening for probably about 20 volunteers to participate in the program, and we do ask that you register ahead of time for that.
How can they do that?
They can go online at tinyurl.com/McLean POVSIM.
Is there
the Multicultural Leadership Program and the YWCA websites?
All right. Yeah, go to the YWCA mm-hmm. website, and that's probably the easy way to do it. All right, let's bring in Gabe Kripe, because there's also a trivia night coming up, and I don't have any specifics on this, so maybe Gabe can give us all the information on that.
Yeah, so this is our, I believe, fourth year doing our trivia night. In the past, it's been a fundraiser specifically for Stepping Stones. This year we're expanding that, so it's a fundraiser for YWCA's Prevention and Empowerment Services, which includes Stepping Stones, also includes our sister program, which is Labyrinth, that helps women reintegrate into society after coming out of jail or prison, as well as some camps that are put on at the YWCA as well. So it's Friday, November 9th at 7 p.m., we're asking folks to register ahead of time on our website. There is a $200 minimum donation per team. In the past, when I've done it, we've been able to fundraise all $200 just by posting and sharing on the team members' social media pages. And so, yeah, it's always been a really good time. So we have some folks that come out specifically for trivia, other folks that come out to support the programs at the YWCA. So we're hoping to see a lot of different teams there this year.
You want to remind people what the Stepping Stones program is?
Yeah, so Stepping Stones is the Rape Crisis Center for McLean County. We work with survivors of sexual assault. And so, you know, recently we've seen a lot of sexual assault in the news, and we've seen an increase in folks reaching out, asking us how they can get involved, how they can support the program, how they can support survivors in our community. And one answer to that question is by supporting us financially, and this trivia night is a big part of that.
All right. We've one person we haven't heard from yet. That's Christy Germanis. We're going to get to her after we take a break. It's 220 at WJBC. 222 at WJBC. We've got a couple minutes left with our friends from YWCA McLean County. Let's bring in Christy Germanis, who joins us now.
And, hey, Mark.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
You're watching a lot of baseball these days.
We are. My husband's a huge Brewers fan.
He's from Milwaukee.
He is from Milwaukee. He loves the Brewers. And
So order pizza every night.
And spousal support. I support the Brewers as well.
You're probably the only Cubs fan I know that's not rooting against the Brewers.
Well, I think every Cubs fan should be rooting for the Brewers. Come on.
They don't root for the Cardinals when the Cardinals are in the playoffs.
And they shouldn't. But that's my personal opinion.
Wrong answer.
But Chicago is so close to Milwaukee.
Yeah, it's like 90 minutes, right?
Yeah, it's not far at all.
Or is it closer than that?
It might even be closer. It's 90. It's about 90 minutes,
I those
think.
Fans don't like each other.
No.
Because
I've been to some pretty brutal games.
When the Cubs go up to Milwaukee...
they call it Wrigley North.
Yeah, their fans invade the ballpark.
Yes, they do. I have some good stories, but that's for another time.
All right. Well, before we run out of time to do the business that you want done, let's talk a little bit about, let's see. The last thing we have here is the Young Wonders is hosting Lights On After School. This is going to be a week from Thursday, October 25th, from 4 to 6 o'clock. The event is open to the public and free to attend. What is it?
Lights On After School is an event we have every year to celebrate our before and after school programs. Before and after school programs have not been the norm. For the past 25 or 30 years, we have had these so children have a place to go after school and they're not alone. So our particular program, it allows an outlet for the kids to be creative, to work on their homework, to interact with their peers, and not just sit at home and watch TV when their parents aren't home or they're waiting for them after work. So it's a nice, wonderful, supportive environment. And that's what this program does, is this event is going to celebrate those programs, and not just our after-school program, but all the great after-school programs in Bloomington Normal, which are quite a few. So we encourage everybody to come out, bring their kids. We're going to have some live performances. We're going to have some interactive art projects they can do. Our theme this year is Express Yourself. So we want the kids to be able to come in and use their creativity to paint or make sculptures. And there's going to be a dance that they can learn. And it's just going to be a really fun afternoon.
And this will be at the YWCA.
Yes, it'll be in our gym at the YWCA. from 4 to 6 on Thursday, October 25th. And we will have some light snacks and some drinks available as well.
You sent over some information about this.
Mm-hmm.
In the United States today, 11.3 million children are alone after school. That's an enormous number of kids.
Mm-hmm.
And as recently as 4 years ago, 20% of the children in the state of Illinois were alone and unsupervised between the hours and 3 and 6 o'clock. 20%.
Yeah.
One out of five.
Yeah. That's amazing. And, I mean, and you think of, and raising the awareness of this type of event to show these type of programs is important for funding, you know, for state funding, so everyone can afford to send their child to an after-school program so they don't have to be home alone.
All right. Again, that's next Thursday, the 25th from 4 to 6 at the YWCA, and it's free.
Yes, it's all free.
Anybody
it's going
to
be
come.
Fun.
And yep. You don't have to have a kid to come over.
No, you don't have to.
No.
If you just want to come and show your support and how important after-school programming is, or maybe, you know, 10 or 15 years ago, you attended our after-school program and you just want to come say, hey, you guys made an impact on me. That would be great. We would love to hear from those people as well.
All right. Christy, good to talk
yeah,
to you.
You too.
Angel, Gabe, we'll see you in the future.
Awesome. Thanks, right. Mark.
All right. Say hi to Alex for me.
I will.
Yep. I know he's pulling for the Brewers.
Yes, of course.
He'll be up late watching the game tonight.
Yes, I will probably be with him.
Yeah. All right. You guys bring in, like, subs and pizzas and things like that for the game? Is it festive?
No, I usually just make dinner.
What did you do last night? The Packers were on.
The Packers aren't doing really well. So
Didn't they come back last night?
I don't know, because we were watching the Brewers game. But he was like, Packers. He's a much bigger baseball fan than he is a football fan.
All right.
So.